Thanks for joining us tonight, Dwayne. Obviously, a huge game. The season depends on a result that you know about. So going into the game, you really predetermine what you have to do to win to get in the finals.
Yeah, it's one of those games that you're not really sure about any game plan. You just have to wait and see how it panned off and try and adjust while the game goes on. So it's not a bad position to be in, to be honest. It gives us a bit of a freedom and, you know, at the end of the day, our destiny in our own hands. And let's see, the toss is going to be very important. If we can win the toss and put them into bat, that's going to be ideal. But having said that, we just have to control what we can control and then take it from there.
Obviously, they know what you want to do. You want to bat first, you want to bat second and chase. So you can imagine what Brad Hodge will do when he wins the toss.
Yeah, I know, definitely. He obviously is going to put us into bat. But like I said, those are things we don't have control over with the toss and stuff. It's 50-50. But, you know, as I said, it's a great position. Not the ideal position to be in, but it's not impossible. We can still pull it off and let's see how it goes.
Have you enjoyed your season this year? The competition has just got bigger. The crowds have got bigger. It seems we've really taken off right through Australia.
Yeah, every year the Big Bash keep growing and that's good to see. And it's good to see the fans are involved and, you know, they come out in the numbers to support their teams, whichever team it is. And, you know, tonight is going to be another full house again. And, you know, the Renegades has been going well. For me personally, I enjoy it. I enjoy playing with the team. And, you know, I just hope we can get over the line tonight so we can get into the playoffs.
Your love for the game appears still to be there. When you see you out there, you're full on the whole time. You run hard, you chase hard. You obviously still really enjoy playing cricket.
Yeah, this is my job. This is my life. This is what I was born to do. You know, I was blessed with a talent, and it's important that I treat the game with respect. Whichever team I play for, I also play with heart and soul and commitment, because at the end of the day, this is what I do for a living. So, you know, my performance is very important. I know the team bank on my all-round ability, so it's not very often you find all-rounders that can bat and bowl just as good. And, you know, I'm happy to be a part of the Renegades team. As I said before, you know, I like to win tournaments in every league that I play, and this game is a very important game, and if I can do something special to get the team into the playoffs and take it from there, yeah.
As far as your batting goes, would you quite often want to come in a bit earlier when you can see a chance to get amongst the runs, or are you happy to obviously wait till you get the nod from the captain?
Well, obviously I'm batting at number 4 now. The last couple of games I batted at number 4. You know, I get 250s and a 40, so it's good. It's good to be among the runs. I always enjoy batting up the order. It gives me a lot more time to get set and then accelerate at the end. So, yeah, I'm happy. So if the opportunity comes again tonight where I have to, you know, get some runs and, you know, bat for the team, I'm happy to do that.
Good luck tonight, and thanks for everyone that has followed the game this year. You've been a great exponent of it, and you've brought a lot of enjoyment to everyone who's been able to watch you and listen to our commentary or the way you played. So thanks for joining us.
Thank you. Thanks.